And we want to remind you that today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Time now for our opening commodity market report, and we're joined by Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat opened at 4:39 and a half, down a half on the open. July, 4:42 and a half, down 3 and a half. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3:72, down a half on the open. May, 3:84 and a quarter, up a quarter. July, 3:94, up 3 quarters. September, $4 and a half, down 3. December, 4:13 and a half, down a half. March, 4:20, down 2 on the open. March corn opened at 2:25 and three quarters, down a quarter on the open. May, 2:36 and three quarters, down a quarter. July, 2:45 and three quarters, down a quarter. September, 2:52, unchanged. December, 2:61 and a half, down a quarter. March, 2:67, down a half. May, 2:69 and a half, down a half on the open. March oats open at 1:87, unchanged on the open. May, 1:90 and a half, up a quarter. March soybeans open at 5:85, down 2 and a half on the open. May, 5:97 and three quarters, down 3 and a quarter. July, 6:08, down 2 and a half. November, 6:16, down 4 and a half. January, 6:20, down 5 and three quarters on the open. March soybean meal open at 1:79.30, down 90 on the open. May, 1:81, down 1:20. March soybean oil open at 23:05, unchanged on the open. May, 23:45, that was down 4. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 107.92 and a half, up 30 on the open. April, 108.10, up 25. May, 108.70, up 20 on the open. February live cattle opened at 90.90, up 35 on the open. April, 88.65, up 17 and a half. April lean hogs open at 63.15, down 10 on the open. May, 68.20, down 12 and a half. June, 70.50, down 22 and a half. July, 68.20, down 12 and a half on the open. And February pork bellies open at 85.05, down 100 on the open. Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to start in that soybean pit, where we look at the May contract and see it trading at 5.92 and a half. It's broke the 20-day moving average this morning, Paul. The trend was down, but now do we begin to see some acceleration?
Dave, what we're basically looking at here is the Sparks Informa Group have made a very large survey of Brazil, and basically you're talking about a production forecast of 58.2 million tons of production. The private weather forecasters in almost a unanimous verdict are coming in with a very large rainfall event this week for those key producing areas, both in Argentina and Brazil. We know that the marketplace probably hasn't liquidated a lot of those long positions, even though the trend is officially down. It doesn't indicate, you know, last Friday we saw the funds buy almost 16,000 contracts of beans, and, record open interest in corn and wheat, and the market is trading lower. So to answer your question, the fundamentals aren't very friendly in the soybean complex, and it would just be a big guess, in my opinion, to see any kind of support. And I'm really I know Sue Martin's talking about $8 beans, and the marketplace is extremely bullish, but I think it'd be unfair if I would say there could be some support in there because the fundamentals don't really augur very good for price support even at that level.
Then do you like ideas that over X amount of time we try the November 28 low of 559.5?
I think that would be a good bet at this time, particularly if our weather turns normal as we go into the early summer planting time frame.
Wheat put in a pretty good performance yesterday, and then overnight it kind of fizzled a little bit. What is your interpretation there?
I think it's a three-thing. The private weather people are looking at a rainfall event, at least in the eastern part of Kansas, probably all of Oklahoma. There's also a feeling that the business has been done with Iraq as far as this year's production is concerned. We do know that the open interest is record in wheat, and you know, it goes on and confirms Kurt Kimmel's theory that if we ever do have trouble, look out at what the open interest and prices can do if we do have a major problem or unexpected demand come in. But you know, the bottom line in wheat is the trend is up. It would take a pretty substantial break here in order to turn the market into a downtrend. Oh, it would take a break somewhere in that 345 area basis, the March contract, for that to occur.
I did see that the May wheat contract took out its weekly objective at 382 yesterday, so I wonder what the next upside objective might be if the trend is up.
Well, of course, it's hinging on this spectacular buying by the commodity funds, and also we also know that the dryness in the western areas of the wheat world are having effect. We understand that Australia's crop production is better, and the general impression here is, of course, we know that the big soft red winter wheat crop is in good to excellent shape, so the eyes are definitely focused in the western area. My general impression is, Dave, we have to probably, from a timing point of view, wait to about March the 20th for that next big price movement in the direction. Some of the major market forecasters are indicating that, you know, historically it does get a little wetter as we go into this March 1st time frame.
In the corn, yesterday an inside day off of Friday's trade, and today we're looking at lower prices than settlements yesterday. Is corn beginning its trend maybe to change to a sideways to potentially a lower trend?
Well, ever since Undersecretary Collins made the comments about the explosion in usage in corn by ethanol, the corn market has basically taken on a different complexion from a fundamental point of view. And it also, the exports continue the last 4 weeks have also been quite positive to the corn situation. Some movement is continuing. We're knowing, we are noticing farmers are moving and country elevators are moving quite a bit of corn into the marketplace. So those are, I think, positive in the longer run. The major problem, once again, is wheat is influencing the corn market indirectly. The trend in corn is still up. Some of the longer-term fundamentals are probably more positive than we were, let's say, 30 or 45 days ago.
Do you like the idea for ending stocks of new crop corn, I don't know, somewhere under 1.9 billion bushels? Does that feel right to you?
Well, I think the old crop is still going to be very massive, you know, above 2-3, but it's the next year's carryover, you know, and that 1.7 or 1.8 they're talking about. But that's based on some very aggressive industrial usage and some improved export usage as well, Dave. Our general impression is that the government was very conservative as far as yields are concerned. Our reports indicate right now that, you know, the lime quarries are basically selling a lot of lime. Some are even out. fertilizer application is extremely heavy this time of year. So all indications and even our surveys, you know, at market meetings and from our friends in Iowa all indicate that the Corn Belt is still going to plant a very large acreage of corn, even with the fertilizer costs and some of the, because of the price of corn, I think, is also encouraging that philosophy.
Thanks much, Paul.
Have a nice one, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Agricultural programming on AM 580 is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For more information, call 866-837-9027. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.